from worship to stoning. Paul and Barnabas went to a city called Iconium and preached the message of Christ. A large number of Jews and Gentiles put their faith in Jesus. But others were offended and eventually stirred up the population against the Christians. Soon the entire city was in an uproar. City officials decided that the only way to solve the problem was to kill Paul and Barnabas. The apostles found out about this and were able to escape. They went to a town called Lystra, and Paul preached the gospel of Christ. Sitting nearby was a man who had been crippled since birth. He listened carefully to everything that was being said. Paul looked at the man and realized that God had put faith in his heart. So he said to him, "Stand up." Immediately the man got up and started walking. The people saw this and were amazed. They started yelling, "The gods have come to visit us." People crowded around to see the gods who looked like men. Soon a pagan priest ran up with some animals. He and the people started sacrificing to Paul and Barnabas. The apostles were horrified and ran among the people. "What are you doing? We're men just like you. We're here to bring you good news. God wants you to leave such foolishness and turn to Him. He created all things, and He's the one who provides your daily needs." Still, the people wanted to sacrifice animals to them. During this commotion, Jews arrived from the other cities where Paul and Barnabas had been. It didn't take them long to turn the crowd into an angry mob. They picked up large stones to kill Paul. They surrounded him and threw the stones until he fell beneath the blows. This continued until they thought he was dead. They then dragged his body outside of the city and threw it on a trash heap. The believers of Christ gathered around the body of Paul to mourn his death. Suddenly, he stood up and walked back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas went to another city where many people put their faith in Christ. At this point, they revisited the various places they had been. They encouraged the believers and appointed elders for the churches. Once this was done, they sailed back to Antioch so they could report on all that had happened on their trip.